Welcome to Christ Today. Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us so very much. Please guide and protect us as we move ever closer to you, Lord. Help us to fulfill your plan and your purpose for our life. In Jesus' name, amen. It is reasonable to say that as Christ followers, our job is to fulfill the Great Commission of Matthew 28. Which is to make disciples of and to baptize all nations in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age, says Jesus, and amen. Oh, yeah. Sometime that would be easy to do, and other times not so easy. Oh, and then I think of John chapter 15. 15, you know, where the world hated me before it hated you. And how we are to think about John 15:12. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. And the next verse is about laying your life down. And yes, I know missionaries who are right in the process of doing that. And I know pastors who are laying their life down for their congregations. And I know husbands and wives who are laying their lives down for each other. And I know parents that are laying their life down for their children. And there's even a few special people who are either quickly or slowly laying their life down for another person. Well, you can see from these examples of people you know that there is very much love in the world. And I hope you look for that love. I hope you open your mind and your heart to seeing it, because there is so very much love in this world. Really, there is lots of everything in this world, including the opposite of love, which is represented by the one who opposes God. And yes, of course, I think of the Antichrist. And the other name for the Antichrist is the Beast. And there are three members of that unholy Trinity, and they are Satan, the Antichrist, and the false prophet. And they are truly our enemies, this unholy Trinity. They want to destroy us and cause us pain and destruction while we are alive on earth. And after that, this unholy Trinity wants us to spend eternity with them in the lake of fire. However, we want to follow Jesus Christ, who is one of the Holy Trinity, along with the Heavenly Father and the Holy Spirit. That is our Holy Trinity. And thus, our greatest desire is to faithfully follow Jesus Christ of the Holy Trinity, and this can be our focus. You know, from time to time, we do see things in this world, all sorts of things. Sometimes we see how good things are, and sometimes we just see how bad, how repulsive things are. Evil is really, really repulsive. And then what happens when we get a glimpse of how bad that is? We turn to Jesus and have even more determination to seek Jesus Christ and to follow him. We learn more and more about Jesus when we read God's Bible. And we have all had times when we get caught up with whatever's going on around us. Often enough, it's something that's emotional, and we engage in that. The things that are going on in this world, that are just instead of God, somehow they get our attention. They get a sense of urgency to them, and we have to watch out that we are not easily distracted. And yes, there are times when I talk about the troubles of this world, and I talk about these troubles because I believe it does us good to see what is going on around us so that we can avoid trouble. See, God continually talks about this in his word, that we want to be doing God's will in this world. And it sure helps if we can avoid trouble of this world. And troubles distract us from everything, everything good, and distract us from God. And that is a part of the struggle that we are in, to keep our focus on God Jesus. And, you know, yes, it's a part of life. We have struggles, many struggles. We have problems, many problems. And, oh, we know that sometimes there are people who say, "Oh, God, why did you do this? Why did you let this happen to me?" They might say, "God, haven't I shown you how much I love you and belong to you?" And they seem to blame God for the troubles they have. But so much of the troubles we bring upon our own selves by something we did or something we did not do. And I'm pretty sure that these things have happened to all of us, and we just have to keep our perspective and our focus on Jesus Christ. Because these distractions happen. We get tugged on by them. They get our attention. And we do wonder why this happened. And it's okay to wonder why. It's okay to look at why. Because then we will have some understanding so that it does not happen again. So, yeah, we wonder why bad things happen, but please remember to look at our blessings. Focus on our blessings, even that we live in America. Oh, what a wonderful blessing it is that we have so many good things in America. If you compare America with other parts of the world, you will easily see how blessed we are to be living here. Do you remember Hong Kong? About a year ago, the protesters were holding up signs and slogans, which included the American forefathers, the founding fathers. And the people of Hong Kong deeply wanted the freedom that Americans enjoyed. There still is that movement of protesters and freedom-loving people in Hong Kong. But now in Hong Kong, there is another force of oppression on the people. And that force that is oppressing the Chinese people of Hong Kong is the Chinese Communist government. And they are forcing the people of Hong Kong to submit to their will. That is going on in Hong Kong. Has been going on for well over a year. And it's just, we hardly notice it now because it's not in the mainstream news anymore. But if you look, you will find it. It's still in the news, just not the mainstream news. You can see how the unarmed people of Hong Kong are facing a very strong and brutal police force that shoots the protesters by the dozens, and it runs over some of the protesters. And others of those protesters are tossed onto trains as though they were sacks of potatoes. That's what the police in China are doing to the protesters. See, China has a long history of inflicting force and violence and death upon its people to get them to comply. And China is not the only government that is doing this. There are many governments who want to use force to force their people to comply. These days, all over the world, there are atrocities. That's in many parts of the world now. 100 years ago, same thing. 1,000 years ago, same. Well, throughout all of human history, there have been atrocities. There has been slavery and sex slavery. All of it. It's always been going on. Why, even torture has been going on. Awful, awful torture. Well, we think that skinning people started in happened among the Nazis and in the camps in Japan. But no, it has existed throughout time. You go back a few thousand years and there are written accounts of people who were skinned. Awful, I know, but it's an example of the atrocities that are in the world and have always existed in the world. And I think the biggest thing we can do is to realize that there's many things that are hurtful, murderous, and unfair in the world. And what we can do is really appreciate the liberty that we have in America. Oh, yes, we enjoy our liberty in America. And so, what we can do is remember to do what we need to do to preserve our liberty in America. And that is the focus that I think we can have. Focus on how do we preserve our freedoms. And there are people and forces that want to limit us, to limit the freedom that there is in America. So often, we the people have to agree to these limitations, and the powers that be make a good case for why we want to give up our freedoms and liberties. And you know what? A lot of people end up agreeing and saying, okay, we will give those up if you give us something else. And the government says, okay, we'll do that, we promise. And you know, it pretty much happens that we get what we're promised for a very short time. And then the promises and the liberties or whatever the securities are that they promised go away. That's just a repeating pattern in history. Welcome to America. That goes on. And you know, here in California, just 4 days ago, the California Governor Newsom, He strongly reminded his subjects, I mean his citizens, that even though the mask mandate is being relaxed, we are still living in a quote-unquote state of emergency. And that's how he derives his power, by declaring a state of emergency. So what are we going to do? Are we going to go along with that limitation on our freedom? Or are we going to object? I think somewhere, somehow, people are pretty much believing that this is a good thing for us to go along with what the powers that be tell us to do. They are being a loving master over us, and we are to obey them. That's what I think is going on. But you have to realize that as you look around, you see people and forces who are completely happy to take our liberty away from us and enslave us. So we have to be aware of what is going on, because the forces that there are, they want to use everything that they can to, enslave us. They will use food and our customs and traditions, our laws, and if they have to, they will use brutal force to cause the people to comply. It seems like today in America, we have lost touch with the idea that someone wants to take away everything we have. They want what we have. They want our home, our car, our family, our love and our joy. They want everything that we want, and they want to take it away because that is a part of the satanic plan. And somehow the people that are in power can grasp that there is a reason for it that will give them more power or benefit. And so they go along with it, and they allow the freedoms and liberties that we enjoy to be reduced. That's the battle we are in. It is a spiritual battle first, but the spiritual battle continues in a very real world way. We are always going to have this spiritual battle to maintain our freedom and to stay close to God and His Word, the Bible, which will help us to maintain our freedom and liberty. Because God wants us free to worship Him or to not worship Him. He says we ought to be free. I mean, He says that by the examples that you can read in the Bible. And it's pretty clear to me. Let my people go so they can worship me in the desert. We today are dealing with maintaining our freedom just like our founding fathers were. Our founding fathers struggled to get to have freedom and liberty and even justice for all. Yep. But, you know, it's not just a spiritual battle we are in, because sometimes we need physical things. We need to eat, we need to sleep, and we need, whatever our physical requirements are. We need those to preserve a good life. So that's a part of the things that we ought to consider in our spiritual battle, is having physical things as well. Now, a couple of minutes ago, I talked about the protesters in Hong Kong and that they at one point had banners with quotes on them from our freedom-loving founding fathers in America. So you can just imagine how much those people want freedom, the freedom that we have. And one of those freedoms is in our Bill of Rights, firearms is a freedom. And I've heard of firearms in America being called liberty teeth. So you can say that because they are an essential tool. Firearms are an essential tool for every tyrant, every dictator, but they are also an essential tool for every person who wants freedom. A person who stands up for freedom all the world over. What do they depend on? Well, food and water, of course, but also a firearm. And, oh, there's been many political leaders who have said that they get their power out of the barrel of a gun. Oh, yeah, Mao said that. Chairman Mao in China. But the point is there's two forces, and firearms are good for both sides. But, oh, I hope we never use them. I hope we never do, because if firearms are ever used, then it will be a very precarious position where force is brought in and neither side will yield to force. And that's a part of why we have a political system, so that we can find compromise. But these days, there has not been very much compromise on the political arena. So what is there? The political people want to use force to get us to submit to something. And ultimately, yeah, it might be by force. It might be by starving people. It might be by impoverishing us. After all, if you are impoverished and hungry, how are you going to resist? And that's just the way tyrants do things. You can look all over the world history and see those examples. That's what tyrants do. And so freedom fighters fight back by having supplies of one sort or another so they don't starve, so they can maintain opposition. It just so happens that I have spoken with freedom fighters over several continents, and I never planned this. It just happened that way. I have talked with people in Africa, in Eurasia, Asia, Europe, South America, and I've talked to people from Cuba. Oh, in America, yes, I've talked with the First Nations people, and I've talked with American soldiers who have gone overseas to gain the liberties and the freedom for other peoples. Now, I happen to have traveled a lot, and it has happened that I have somehow managed to talk to these people. I never thought I would talk about it, but here I am on the radio talking about it right now. So I haven't thought about it until just now, how I've talked with these different people, and I've heard their accounts of their life and what they've done and what they've had to go through to maintain their freedom and liberty. And as I think about it, there are forces that want to contain us, and those forces they use whatever they can to manipulate people, and food is a big one. That's a very commonly used one that people use to manipulate other people. We have to be aware of that, and if you want your freedom, then you need to eat to stay alive. And you need your freedom to worship God. And there are historical examples all over the place. Sure, in the United States. But in these other countries that I've just spoke about, Africa, Asia, Europe, South America. When I say Europe, I mean Eastern Europe. Oh, no, Europe. Germany and France, from people in World War II. But my point is I've heard the testimonies, and I've never thought to put them together until just now. But we have to be able to stand for our freedom and respond to historical requirements. Because right now we have pressures upon us, pressures who want our freedom taken away from America so that we comply in the future. I don't think Americans are going to comply, though. I think that Americans love their freedom too much, and that will make a great big struggle. What I foresee is that the forces of darkness will want to control and possess America and Americans, and the Americans will not stand for that. And then those dark forces will say, if I can't have America, nobody else can either. And they're going to try to destroy America. That's what I see. That's historical examples. Oh, it's even in, there's this one example of the love-hate relationship in the Bible where, let's see, that's in the book of 2 Samuel regarding David's daughter Tamra. And her half-brother, Amnon. And it caused a great big family split between Amnon and Tamar and her brother Absalom. Well, you know what? You can read about it in the Bible if you want, in 2 Samuel. My whole point is that this is a problem that has existed throughout time. It is not just new in our country now. It has always been a concern and a problem. And we have these situations, and one of them, like I just was saying, if a person does not, or a country, does not comply, the person that wants to control them will destroy that other person or that country. They're examples, but you'll have to just look. Just look. What I do when I see these examples is I think about them, and it makes me think of what is coming. What is the nature of what is coming, given the nature of human beings? And like I said, I don't think America is going to comply. And that means there will be a force that wants to destroy America. And that's a part of what we need to be prepared for. Now, it comes in many forms. How do you destroy America? Well, you take away their rights and their freedoms. You take away their food and their water. Or you take away their currency. Just think of the currency. What's going on right now? We are having a struggle with cryptocurrency. There are people who say that will turn into the mark of the beast. Well, we don't know about that one, but we could see where it could be. Now, what? Oh, yes. And also with blockchain technology, how that is going to be a part also of that mark of the beast system. I'm just trying to say that we have to be ready and prepared for someone who wants what we have, even some evil force that wants to contain and control us. And if we resist, and I think we will resist, that dark force will try to destroy us. And that's where I look to the book of Revelation, chapter 18, which is about the fall of Babylon the Great. So, according to my view with Bible themes, we have different aspects of Babylon. Babylon can be ancient Babylon. It can be spiritual Babylon, or physical Babylon, or commercial Babylon. Political Babylon. And you know, there's a deep sea port in Babylon which is thought to be New York City and New York Harbor, I should say. There is farming going on in Babylon. And there is a very immoral aspect of Babylon. Well, about that, I think of Revelation chapter 18 and the description of Babylon the Great. Oh, how you have fallen. And that's the fall of Babylon the Great. Revelation 18, it records the immense trade that was going on in gold and bronze and iron and wine and cinnamon and fragrance and even the bodies and the souls of men. And in a sense, all those things are going on at that great trading center of New York City. And it describes next, when Babylon the Great falls, the merchants of the world will weep and wail as the riches of Babylon the Great burn up in 1 hour as the smoke of that great fire rises up. The merchants of the world, they moan and weep and wail. So, at the end of that chapter, there's another part. It's about the blood of the prophets and the saints and of all who were slain on the earth are also related to that great Babylon the Great. So we have different people with different views of what Babylon the Great is, and like I was saying, this is a way that it could happen if America is destroyed by forces that cannot possess America, then you can have that great fall, which is that Revelation chapter 18, fall of Babylon the Great. So I think about those things, and oh, yes, and Heavenly Father, please guide and direct everyone who's heard these words, and if there's anything that is in error, please correct it, and if there is something that they need to hear, please give it to their attention. In Jesus' name and amen. See, I have ideas, but lots of people have ideas, and I just want them to be correct according to God's word and in God's will. And there are people who all over who are struggling for one thing or another. And of course, I think of the freedom fighters that I mentioned earlier. And they want their businesses and livelihood to stay strong and continue. But everything is being interrupted now with our COVID thing. That is changing our whole world around, changing America and changing our world so that we just cannot live like we did before, and we cannot support what we did before. Even to think of freedom fighters, well, there's not the wealth to support those people either. In times when there is a scarcity of supplies or grains or anything else, food, freedom, well, it becomes harder to have a movement for freedom. And even though it's not as hard as it could be, it's not as easy as it used to be to speak our mind and to say things to people who needed to hear political views. So things are changing. Things are changing. And oh, another big change we have is the U.S. dollar and what's going on with cryptocurrency. And I said a little earlier that blockchain technology, that is changing. And that could put us into a whole another system. And sure, there's people who would call it the Mark of the Beast system, and they might be right. Well, it sure looks like it to me, too. So somehow, my big concern is that we maintain the freedom that we have. And with the forces coming upon us to take away what we possess, it's going to be harder and harder. And I just touched on the money. the United States is printing more and more dollars, and the more dollars that exist, the less is each one's value. And so, let's see, 2020. 20% of all U.S. dollars were created in 2020. That just shows you how dollars are being created out of thin air, basically. And sometimes they're not even being printed. They are simply digits put onto a computer screen. And they can put anything they want on a computer screen. Now, the more financial people that look into this, the more financial people are predicting that the United States is going to have high inflation. And there's a few that are saying not just high inflation, but hyperinflation. So, yeah, I see it too. The only question I don't see is the timing of it. If you have the right timing, then you will be able to repay your loans with cheaper dollars. That's true. But the problem is, in an economy that's failing, the timing is impossible to understand. Well, for 99.9% of the people it is. And the other part is when a society and an economy collapses, then everything collapses. The business does, all the structure, and the people will have no income to pay their loans. So that's the problem with thinking that you're going to have a loan and repay it with cheaper dollars, is because the whole money system fails. And that's just normal for what happens with high inflation, or hyperinflation, I should say. But more and more people are looking at this with great concern. And there are people all throughout history who have lived through inflation, but then they lose everything they have. Even in the book of Genesis, when at the time of Joseph, when the people sold their cattle, their crops, their land, and finally they had nothing to sell except themselves. So they sold themselves into slavery so that they could live another day for the food they would eat. That's what they sold themselves into slavery for. And could it happen again? It has happened all over the world ever since. It just that we've heard about the one in Genesis with the Egyptian famine. And if you read, you will hear about it among people today also. And all I can do is say, look out, look out, look out. Be aware. See, our world is full of people who have made the gamble that they can borrow and repay with lower valued dollars, or whatever their local currency was. They made the gamble and they lost. And so there are a whole lot of broken people all over the world. So with that said, I would say, please be careful. Sure, you can play this game, but it's a dangerous one. I hope you play it safe, financially safe, and physically safe. And look out for the things around you. Be careful. Use discernment. Have a prayerful time of things and look at biblical examples. Of course, we have questions. And of course, we can see the examples of people who were misled and they trusted the wrong person. Oh, how often have we done that in life? Trusted the wrong person? All the time. Oh, it's happened to me just plenty. You trust the wrong person, and they just, well, take advantage of you very fully. They take you so-called to the cleaners or something. And this happens to men. This happens to women. Happens all over the place. So I just say, don't be misled. Be careful. Be careful. And we look around and we get conflicting information. And so I hope you just look at it, study it out, and see what all these things mean. You do want to be responsible for that which you possess, your assets and your family. You don't need any trouble. Nobody needs trouble. And there's trouble all over the place. Oh, yeah, and you know there was that meeting with Putin and Biden. They had a sense that there was trouble going on. Let's see. After that meeting, that President Putin said, there is no happiness in life. There is only a mirage. How interesting. I do wonder what they talked about. But the point is we have to be aware of whatever is in our future. Be careful. Be cautious. And look around to see. See, there is conflict everywhere, sure, between Biden and Putin, and between Biden and the Catholic Church. Did you hear the bishops are meeting to decide if Biden should be allowed to have Holy Communion because of his decades-long standing on pro-abortion politics? So there are conflicts everywhere. And we want to not be caught up in those conflicts. We want to survive everything that's going on today. And there are conflicts. Oh, yes, and even in the Catholic Church, there's conflicts and politics and everything else. And there was just the Pope saying that same-sex civil unions ought to be recognized. Oh, that caused a stir. And so you can see, we have to be real careful that we are not following a man. We are following God with his biblical example. We follow men way too easily. In politics, we follow men. In the military, but they have a system of caring for each other as a soldier. But in politics, it's a whole lot of every man for himself. And that is a kill and be killed sort of a situation in many parts of life. And they don't care whether you live or die. They just want what they want, which is usually power and wealth. So look at God's word for your basis, though, because all these things are distractions to us, and we have to remember that our focus has to be on Jesus Christ. We have to look at God and what his jurisdiction is, not man's jurisdiction, not even our own jurisdiction. We have to make sure that we are seeking God's will, and we learn that from reading the Bible. Even listening to a person, let's say a holy person, they often have ideas which emphasize one thing or another too much, instead of getting the whole counsel of God, which we can get when we read the whole Bible. So we have plenty of problems in the world. You look at what's going on with this COVID thing, with the shutdowns that have gone on. Our workforce is still, so much of it is unemployed. And our nation's economy is struggling. But we still keep spending, spending, and spending more and more money. We are getting further and further into debt because of this virus. And this virus is a serious thing too. So much controversy about it. We would have learned more if we would have had the long-term animal testing that is typically required. But our country said that was not required for this mRNA vaccine, one that has never been given to humans before, and that's why it is called an experimental vaccine. Now, this vaccine, along with so many others, they are in the habit of telling us to take vaccines, and we are in the habit of taking vaccines. But this one is different from the other ones. It's not derived from a weakened virus. It is a synthetic immune vaccine where something is injected into your body that causes you to create viruses. Now, we all get to decide what we are supposed to do. Should we listen to a man or a doctor, a politician, or whoever? Well, we make the decision and then we get the consequences. And what are those consequences? Well, I think back in life to a ways back where when we were young, there would be somebody who wanted to give you a credit card. And so you said, oh, yes, I want that credit card. But then you're responsible for your decision. And you get the consequences of using it or not. So consequences for your decisions, even if you don't have all of the information, is what happens. Now, I use the example of a credit card because most of us, when we're young, almost every single one of us, do not have the discipline or the understanding to use a credit card well. And I think that's the same with the information that we are getting. We don't get the proper information. We don't seek it out. It's not given to us either. And so we get people who want to sell us things. I mean, just think, the people who want to sell us life insurance or baby shoes if you have a baby or whatever it is. People come out of the woodwork to sell you things. And that is, I think, what we are facing with this vaccine. We don't have enough information on it, but still, somebody says that if we want to keep our job, we have to inject it into our body. Do you wonder if this kind of thinking continues? What would we do? I mean, can you imagine somebody saying, if you want this job, you have to take our mark? Yeah, I mean, it's not the same thing. It is not the mark, but it is the same argument. And are we getting accustomed to a way of thinking that says, yes, we will do what you say. Yes, we will. Jump through these hoops and you can have what you want. Well, I know a lot of people are doing it. And they say, I want this job, so I am going to take the vaccine. Well, that's your choice, isn't it? But I hope you are aware of all the things that you can be. We have information. There is information all over the place. And there are plenty of people who say, don't take the vaccination. While there are politicians and actors who are saying, do take it. But look at the doctors and medical researchers who are saying, don't take the vaccination. What are we going to do when we have two sides that you want to trust and you want things to work out well, but they have different opinions? Well, we have a big thing here with changing your immune system forever if you take the vaccine. And it's just a great big question. I know I listened to plenty of videos, and one of them was by a Dr. Rainier Fulmick, who was the front man for an organization of representing hundreds of doctors and attorneys who were suing the CDC and the World Health Organization and the Davos Group for committing crimes against humanity. That's what the lawsuit is about, because they say they are violating the Nuremberg Code with the current experimental COVID-19 vaccination. Well, there are plenty of things that they bring up, and I invite you to look, about why this is violating the conventions of the Nuremberg Convention. It is, but you still have to decide, how are you going to interact with it? What are you going to do? How dangerous is this virus anyway? That's for every one of us to examine and to come to our own personal decision. You know, there are plenty of vaccine injuries all over the place. Oh, that guy, that doctor, he is saying that there have been thousands of deaths from the vaccines and a couple hundred thousand vaccine injuries from this current vaccine. Now, this still remains to be argued. It is one position he is putting forth, but there's been a lot of doctors and researchers who have put information forth for us to examine. And what happens? We look at it and we seem to turn away from most of it and say, I'm going to trust those people who have told me lies before. You know, government people. Government people have told a lot of lies that have gotten us into a whole lot of trouble. Of course, that's only part of them. There's a whole lot of good, caring, loving government people who only want the best for people. But we cannot ignore that there are a few bad apples that seek positions of power and authority, and they come out and they tell you things. And it's up to us to get all the arguments together and make a decision. Don't just trust one person. Don't. Please, look at what other people say. And then make an informed decision. By the way, that informed consent was one of those things on the Nuremberg Convention that we are only to have informed consent. And we're not getting informed consent. Instead, we are being coerced into having a vaccine so that things return to normal. Anyway, I don't want to stay on that too long. It's just that I say, look for information, search it out, and see what you can understand. This vaccine is not a traditional vaccine. It is different from any other one ever. And a traditional vaccine works on having weakened sickness cells put into your body. Your body learns how to attack and overcome them, and then it develops a resistance. But this is the first synthetic vaccine that has ever been, and it injects synthetic antibodies into your system. And several researchers are saying that it overpowers your natural immune system and antibodies. And so it turns you into a different being. And again, those researchers say that this DNA is passed on to your progeny. They get the same things that you have. So it makes it a great big concern. Many people are making calculations, and you get to look into this and search out some real data. But we have a hard time getting real data because the long-term animal trials were skipped because there was such a rush to get this experimental vaccine into millions of U.S. citizens without knowing the true impact and effects that the vaccine would have. It's Well, to me, it's a sad situation that we are looking at all the troubles that just might happen because of it. So keep looking for understanding. Try to understand what it is that you want to do about it. As for me, I say I want to trust the immune system that God gave me. That's what I want. I do not want a man-created immune system of synthetic anythings in my body. I want what God gave me. And to do that, I'm going to stay free of the vaccine. You do what makes sense to you, but please look it up. Look it up and search out both sides of this argument. We do have struggles we're going to be involved with, and sure, they can be health struggles, but I think of another one is inflation. I think that inflation is just going to harm the whole country, tear it apart. So we have a several percent of inflation right now, but if you look at the data that was used to calculate inflation from 1990 or 1980, you will find the inflation rate compared to then would have been, let's just use nominal numbers. Instead of 5%, it would have been 10% using the older figures. And the older ones still, like 1980, would have been 15%. So we have a situation where we are going to face inflation. And so what we have to do is prepare for it. Prepare for it in one way by having your normal use items bought and stored, that the ones that will store, buy them in advance and use them as you need them. That's the kind of the things that are going to be helpful. And then you might consider having a garden, because greens and vegetables you can always eat, and they're good and healthy for you. They will help your body stay healthy. So remember, your health in the short term, in the long term, and the eternal term. Eternally, you want to remember that all your eternal life is with Jesus Christ, and your dependency on Him, your commitment to Jesus Christ. Believe and be saved, and then show that you believe by what you do in life. So you can listen to any broadcast in the past by going to www.christtoday.org, all lowercase and no spaces. And you can have my free preparedness pamphlet by sending a stamped self-addressed envelope to John Stephenson, P.O. Box 7222, Chico, California, 95927. God bless you, and may you walk with God. And may God walk with you.